Hey there, Buccaneers fans. Welcome back to Buccaneers Studio. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Tuesday, August 27th, as we head into the final week of the preseason. The Buccaneers are practicing on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, leading up to the preseason finale against Washington at Raymond James Stadium on Thursday night. That is a game that will be played mostly by reserves as the Buccaneers look to answer some remaining questions on the depth chart. One of those questions is at running back as the team tries to decide who will be Doug Martin's primary backup. And that's a job that Peyton Hillis, Brian Leonard, and Mike James are all angling for. On Tuesday, we spoke with Brian Leonard about that competition and how the man he's trying to back up, Doug Martin, has helped him quite a bit since he arrived in Tampa and how his own experiences as a third down back in Cincinnati have also helped.
I think I've done all right. I've made plays and much wasn't there, and then when there's big holes there, I gained some yards too. But just being consistent, I think, in this league, you got to be consistent. You got to be able to pick up protections. You got to be able to run routes well. You got to be able to catch the ball. You got to be that. I feel like I can do all that. Maybe some not as good as Doug. Doug can do all that stuff too, but he's one of the best backs in the league, and hopefully I can be his backup.
Coach kind of singled you out for your ability to fall forward. Sounds easy, but what's the key to finishing off a run?
First downs and then touchdowns, you just got to know where the sticks are and you got to know where the end zone is. And I always, every play I go in Cincinnati, I was basically the third down back, so I always knew where the sticks were. And, I always seemed to get the first down. So it's just part of my game. It's what I've done my whole career, college, pros. Is knowing where the sticks are and getting that first down and not losing any yards.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. The Bucs did make 7 roster moves today in order to get down to the new limit of 75. You can find out who right here on Buccaneers.com, and you can check out some more interviews from the locker room after practice.